Okay, so Pokemon just released a trailer for Mega Victory Bell. And I don't know. I think Mega Victory Bell is actually like a Pokemon that a lot of people didn't see coming. It's an interesting one to receive a Mega because while Victory Bell has always been a Pokemon that kind of needed a stat buff, it's in the same league as like, or it's trying to fill the same role as like Venusaur, right? So Venusaur is a Pokemon that has just significantly better stats overall. I guess they're sort of different. Venusaur, they obviously have the same typing and they both have the same ability in Chlorophyll. Venusaur doesn't have as high of offenses, but it gets more use out of its 80 speed since that actually allows it to outspeed Pokemon, where 70 is just a little too low for a Victory Bell. Like the max speed you can hit on Victory Bell with like a timid nature is going to be like 134. Of course, you can outspeed, like Calyrexes with that, but you want to try to stick with the modest nature so you can actually hit things pretty hard. I want to talk about like Mega Victory Bell from this trailer and like with the context of them buffing it to sort of compete with Venusaur, like how they can differentiate it with the Mega. So what we're going to do today is just like take a brief look at like the materials that they've given us in this trailer, its design, and try to predict what role it's going to end up having in Pokemon Champions, since I know there's going to be comments. They're going to be like, oh, Marcos, they're not going to give it an ability because this is a Pokemon Legend ZA Pokemon. And we've already had Megas confirmed for Champions. We already saw that Mega Dragonite's going to be in there. So, shut up. But yeah, let's just go ahead and get into it. If you guys enjoy, leave a like, subscribe, turn on notifications. This is going to be a shorter video, a little different from what I usually do. But I think every time we get a trailer for a new Mega Pokemon, I'm probably just going to go ahead and do a little analysis and prediction. Because I actually really like just theory crafting for what these Pokemon stats will end up being from like a game design perspective and what the competitive format probably needs. But yeah, as you can see in this trailer, he's a big boy. He looks like he likes berries and cream. And from the, I don't want to play the trailer because I don't know if they'll like copyright strike me for it, but it bounces around. It doesn't seem like a super fast Pokemon, and it of course is extremely fat. I think that what they're gonna go for here, as far as abilities and stats, is it's probably gonna end up being bulkier. But the issue with that is that Mega Pokemon actually never change their base HP stat. If you look at like Charizard, it has 78 HP, and you look at like Mega Charizard, it still has 78 HP. It's just not something that Game Freak changes. And that rule has been broken in the past, like the no changing HP rule. Basically, like the very next generation after Megas were introduced, because we had, Zygarde Complete come into the game where, when it hits 50% HP or whatever, it ends up having its HP stat, what it like nearly doubled. What is it? Zygarde base form is 108 HP. And yeah, it literally doubles. It goes to 216 HP. So you can have Pokemon that when they change forms, they get an HP increase. Same with like Wishiwashi, and I think there might be one other one that I'm like blanking on. I'm probably just thinking about Dynamax Pokemon. But the point is, I don't feel comfortable changing the HP with my predictions on Victory Bell exclusively because of that rule. Even if it's been broken later on, it's just that Mega Pokemon haven't broken that rule specifically. So the thing with Victory Bell, its base form, we have that 80 HP, the 105 attack, the 65 defense, 100 special attack, 70 special defense, and 70 speed. It's not like a super fast offensive Pokemon, and it's kind of a glass cannon, all things considered, just without the cannon half of it. It usually has to run a Chlorophyll set. It does have the ability Gluttony, but it doesn't get a lot of use out of that. It's more just like a thematic ability. Chlorophyll does allow for it to be like a sleep powder spammer. It does have some moves that Venusaur doesn't have access to that does give it a niche in some situations, like Knock Off. And I believe Venusaur doesn't have access to Clear Smog either. But yeah, Victory Bell, in a 1v1 like situation, you're like trying to decide if you want to use like Victory Bell or Venusaur. You're basically always going Venusaur. So with that in mind, I think that we have to assume that Mega Victory Bell isn't going to double down into the Chlorophyll role, especially considering how slow it is in the trailer. I'm thinking that they're probably going to go ahead and move its stats around to make it a pretty defensive Pokemon. But I think that its ability is really what's going to set it apart. In a lot of the promotional material leading up to this trailer, we had like information about like really sticky stuff all over the place, and it's like sweet smelling. We can see here, what they describe it as is its body has swollen as a result of mega evolution. Even the leaves on the top of its head have grown bigger. The flaps on its leaves, or the flaps, I can't speak. It flaps the leaves on its sides and moves its large body by bouncing around. I do that too. It opens its large mouth to let loose a sludge bomb. It looks more like Victory Bell when it's been deflated. So basically, like, it uses an attack and it just looks like its old form. It has so much acid that even closing its mouth tight isn't enough to hold it in. It contains the acid by wrapping its own vines around its throat. And here, in the case of the Sweet Scent incident, which was another trailer that they dropped for us leading up to this, there have been rumors about a mysteriously sweet scent coming from a certain building. Check out the found footage, blah, blah, blah. Sweet Scent. Okay, so Sweet Scent is a move that Victory Bell doesn't usually use, but it is like thematically appropriate for it because the type of plant that this is, it's like, I forget the name of the plant, but basically it has like the syrup and the it's sort of like carnivine or whatever they're called, like Venus flytraps, but it's like a different sort of carnivorous plant where the bugs that land on like the leaves will eat this like syrup and then it'll, they'll just like get like tired and like fall into the big gourd looking thing and then it'll eat it, right? So there is one ability that's been added to the game in generation 8. Oh no, it was gen 9. It was in Scarlet Violet. That actually fits this description pretty well, and it's sort of like a sweet scent adjacent ability, and that's actually Diplin and Hydrapple's ability. It's called Super Sweet Syrup, and this ability actually makes sense for Mega Victory Bell in a few different ways. One, it's just thematically appropriate. On Switch, in this Pokemon lowers the evasiveness of the opponents by one stage once per battle. I think that's dumb. They're probably going to change that in Gen or in Champions. I think that's like a really dumb restriction to have on Super Sweet Syrup. I would imagine that Victory Bell is going to get this ability, and that helps it out in a few ways. Basically, from like a game design perspective, Pokemon has always been afraid to give Spore to Pokemon that are faster than 70 speed. The fastest Pokemon that we have with Spore is Toadscroll at 100 speed, but it has that one ability, Mycelium Might, that makes it so Toadscroll always goes last when it's using non-damaging moves. And then we have Breloom as the next fastest at 70 speed. Because Spore is 100% accurate, and it just puts things to sleep, one of the most broken statuses in Pokemon, it just doesn't make sense for them to give it on to give it to like a super fast Pokemon. Victory Bell uses Sleep Powder, and it is a super fast Pokemon. There's a gamble there. You know, Sleep Powder is the gambling move in competitive Pokemon. I think that by giving Mega Victory Bell reduced speed and access to the ability Super Sweet Syrup, that also gives it basically pseudo Spore. You're lowering the evasion of the opponents to the point where Sleep Powder is 100% accurate, and you're just always going to put them to sleep, right? So with that in mind, we can sort of predict the stats here. In my opinion, the stats are probably going to be looking similar to this. 80 HP, because that's never going to change. 135 attack, we're going to be adding 30 to the overall attack, right? Because it's always been more physically inclined, and it's a carnivorous plant, I don't know, like, you're biting things, whatever. 105 defense, because we need to make sure it's bulky. 130 special attack, because they're probably leaning into the mixed attacker thing. It has 100 base special attack as is, so buffing the special attack also makes sense. 110 special defense, once again, we need it to be a lot fatter. And 30 speed, because they're not going to give something with 100% accurate Sleep Powder a lot of speed. It just, it would be broken, right? So with that in mind, I kind of want to just see in the damage calc what sort of things this thing's capable of. You know, I just threw in regular Victory Bell, gave it its gave it my predicted stats, and we can look at it here. So from a Timid Tornadus, you know, 252 special attack, Timid Nature, and Bleak Windstorm, its most common move, with just max HP and 4 defense, not that that matters for this calc, Bleak Windstorm is only going to be doing 73%, which does allow for Victory Bell to, Mega Victory Bell in this case, go for that 100% accurate Sleep Powder into it, and then maybe get a, like a revenge KO. That's pretty cool. If we look at, I guess, like a physical attacker here, like Talonflame, if they're running like Sharp Beak with a Jolly Nature, that's a pretty powerful Brave Bird, even though it's coming off of a pretty low attack set at 81. That's going to be doing 90 to 109, but on a Mega Victory Bell, I'd imagine you're going to lean more into like the defensive sort of play style, so you would increase that defense quite a bit. And you're able to live Sharp Beak Brave Bird from Talonflame by just going 252 HP, 108 attack, and then you can still go with the Modest Nature and increase its special attack and get some recovery off of like Giga Drain and stuff. Now, offensively, and defensively, this Pokemon would be pretty okay. I don't think it's going to be like a top tier mega if they end up going with like these sort of stats. Again, I'm just theory crafting here. But I think that a role it could fill is just walling out like Urshifu Rapid Strike. Obviously, Urshifu Rapid Strike doesn't like dealing with grass types, notably Rillaboom. But because Victory Bell is not only grass type, but also poison type, it gives it this cool little niche in that it's able to eat the Surging Strikes as well as the close combat from an Urshifu Rapid Strike while also having to pause the matchup into opposing Rillaboom since it's times four resisting like Rillaboom Wood Hammer and it doesn't really care about high horsepower. So if we were to look at like worst case scenario, let's go with like Choice Banded Adamant Urshifu, right? Put the Choice Band in the calc here. We see 252 Adamant Surging Strikes is only dealing, not in Sun, 43%. And since we know Terra's in the game, I don't know if we're ever going to get like that format where we get both Terra and Megas in the same format. But by Terrasilizing, it's only going to be dealing like 60%. And then, of course, you just like Revenge KO with Giga Drain immediately. With no special attack investment and like a modest nature, it's a 100% chance KO on the Urshifu Rapid Strike. You just get all of your HP back and you just sit on the field. The thing with Mega Victory Bell, since I'm fairly certain it's going to have that low speed stat, is that it's sort of bad into Torkoal. And that might not matter because we don't know how good Torkoal is going to be in future formats, but Torkoal has had like its ebbs and it's risen and dropped in usage in like various formats throughout Generation 9. So I just don't really think it's something that we can discount, right? It's obviously can be bad in like fire types. Mega Charizard's going to exist in the game as well. So, you know, Charizard Y is going to just absolutely annihilate this thing. But that isn't to say that you can't like build around it. I think that Victory Bell is going to be like an extremely niche Pokemon. Maybe it'll be one of those Pokemon that does well in like a restricted format. We've seen other grass types, other grass type megas do pretty okay in restricted formats, you know, Mega Venusaur, Mega Sceptile even, when it was running, you know, the lightning, well, it has lightning rod built in, but like lightning rod next to Kyogre to absorb thunders. And then you would click like Grass Knot into opposing Kyogres and Groudons. It's an interesting Pokemon. I don't have many thoughts on it beyond that, since it all is just theory crafting and speculation, but I think it's an interesting Mega. Obviously, it's going to be slow, but a bulky grass type with recovery moves and 100% accurate sleep powder, I'm 100% convinced it's just going to get Super Sweet Syrup. Like, I can't be convinced otherwise. They could give it Gluttony, but it doesn't make sense to give it Gluttony, since it already has Gluttony as its hidden ability in its base form. And it doesn't have like Belly Drum or anything. I would love for it to get Belly Drum. That'd be kind of cool, but I don't know. Mega Victory Bell's interesting. I'm assuming we're going to get a lot more trailers leading up to Legend ZA in the next coming weeks because, what is it? It comes out on October 15th. It's currently August 21st as I'm dropping this. We have, what, like 6 weeks? No, like 8 weeks until the game drops, I think. I can't do math. But we're probably going to get a trailer like every other week with upcoming Megas, because it wouldn't make sense for them to drop Dragonite, Victory Bell, and then nothing else. So whenever these come out, I'll probably just drop like a quick little speculation video on what I think the Mega is going to be. But that's all I really have to say today. You know, let me know your thoughts in the description. Let me know your thoughts in the comments down below. What do you think its stats are going to be? What ability do you think it's going to have? And is it going to be good? Obviously, we're all just like going off of basically no information here, but I just think it's a fun discussion. Anyways, if you enjoy, leave a like, subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.